The book is called Queen of the Road, the true tale of 47 states, 22,000 miles, 200 shoes, 2 cats, 1 poodle, a husband, and a bus with a will of its own. The book is the result of a trip that Orion and her husband took in a converted bus. She says the trip started in the summer of 2004.
But the trip itself started when my husband came home one day and completely out of the blue announced that he wanted to travel the country in a converted bus for a year. So, of course, I said, why can't you be like a normal husband in a midlife crisis and have an affair by a Corvette? And I told him I would never, ever, ever live in a bus. Well, we're both psychiatrists. Obviously, he's a much better shrink than I am because we did the trip.
The trip started in Boulder, Colorado, and included a trip to Alaska in the summer of 2005 that featured visits to Denali, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Sitka, Juneau, Haines, Homer, Tok, Chicken, Skagway, and Anchorage. Orion says the trip followed no timetables and no set route.
As you can probably imagine, this was really the first time in our lives we had no agenda. You know, we'd been through college, medical school, residency, starting a practice, and now it was just, we were just free to go wherever we wanted. So we basically followed the seasons, and if we loved a place, we'd stay longer. If we didn't, we'd leave. So we just kind of meandered around, and we did end up for the last part of the trip in Alaska. We took the Marine Highway up, and then we drove back through Canada.
Orion says she wanted to write the book as a way to both chronicle the adventures and misadventures she and her husband experienced during their year-long bus trip. She even dedicated the book to anyone longing to pursue his or her inner bus.
While it doesn't have to be as drastic as taking a whole year off, everyone has their own kind of bus thing. And it's just important to get out of the ordinary and mix it up a little bit. I think part of the reason I didn't want to go on this trip was because I was very comfortable. But I think sometimes we can get too comfortable. And I didn't realize how routine my life had become. And on the bus, it was just wonderful having to challenge and stretch myself every single day.
Queen of the Road was released in June and is now in its 5th printing. Celestial Seasonings chose the book as its June Book Club pick, and it has received praise from New York Times bestselling novelist Jonathan Kellerman, Elle Magazine, and the New York Post. You can find additional information on the book online at queenoftheroadthebook.com. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.